The Beaver Dam boys basketball team opens up their playoff run Friday night as they welcome a former Little Ten foe Slinger to the BDHS Fieldhouse, a game you can hear on 1430 WBEV and also watch on Daily Dodge TV, presented by Columbus Family Dental and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Sheboygan head coach Tim Ladron, coach, little momentum for your squad heading into the postseason with a three-game win streak?
Yeah, we know the schedule's been tough and that type of thing. And, I just feel like we're starting to play our best basketball right now. And obviously it's a good time to do it.
And that, as a coach, that's what you want, right? You want your team to be on, kind of on the upswing as you begin the second season?
Yeah, for sure. Especially when, once the conference season, once you run it and trying to win it is over, that's kind of what you try to gear toward is trying to play your best basketball at the end. And like I said, I think we are doing that right now.
Played some good teams. What's been the difference in the last three games heading into the playoffs?
Well, I think we're playing a little bit different confidence level. I think, we took some beatings there in the middle of the season, and I think it hurt our confidence a little bit. And, I think starting to play better basketball, I think kids are starting to feel a bit better about themselves. And I think the other thing, too, is we're getting off to better starts. And that was kind of the issue for us early in the season or in that middle of the season there. We were playing teams with some really big size and some good teams, and we were getting off to some tough starts and felt like we had to climb some pretty big hills.
How big was it, too, to get those wins, too, especially the first two before the seedings came out, Coach? You ended up with that number two seed, which meant you got to host two regional games if you're lucky enough to make it that far.
Yeah, we kind of thought that if we got those two games, we'd have a pretty good shot at it because of our strength of schedule was the numbers there were so much higher than everybody else's in the sectional. So we felt like we had an opportunity there, but we certainly need to take care of business and, get the game at Watertown was huge, especially after them beating us here. And it was the first time we've beaten a team with some really good, solid size. And then getting the game against St. Francis on Saturday, senior night, certainly added to that.
Is it one of those things now with the computers, after you've seen what happened through the first year with the computers seeding it now, teams may be looking at scheduling differently than what they had in the past when the seedings for the postseason went into, basically had to sell yourself and hope that people bought what you were selling?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, Wade. I think everybody's going to take a look at their non-conference schedules, especially teams that feel like, they're in a spot that year that to really compete, for whether it's a regional, sectional, state, whatever it is. I think everybody's going to take a look at their schedules and say, I've got to maybe change what I do or who we're playing, et cetera. And it certainly adds a different dynamic to the off season and how you schedule for the next season.
Coach, you got Slinger coming to town, coming off a victory in their regional opener on Tuesday night. So what can you tell me about the Owls?
Well, it's another team with really, really big size. They're going to start three guys that are 6'6". Ashton Beers, their center, 6'6". He's got to be, he's got to be 300 pounds. He's going to go to, he's an offensive line recruit at Minnesota. It's another team that we're facing that is just really, really big. And, for us, we've had some issues, obviously guarding that in the past. And so we've got to do a good job at guarding that. And then they bring back their best kid, Schaefer, who's a 6'7" kid, who missed part of the season, with a hip injury, I think it was. He's taking a pretty bad fall, I think, in a game. So, they're 8-6 with him and 2-8 without him. So they're a whole different ball club when he's on the floor. And, we expect him to be on the floor on Friday.
Is that one of those cases, too, where maybe the opposite of with computer seeding, where if it would have been a traditional coaches meeting, yep, they would have been a much higher seed knowing that they're getting one of their horses back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's no question. Probably at that time, when he gets hurt, they're probably, looking at the two seed. They get that, that tough break with him going down. And that's one of the things where when we're not in a meeting and we can't talk about that, we can't say, listen, we're going to get this kid back. We were this record, going in. In their case, I think they were 7-6 when he got hurt, and then they won last night to make it 8-6 with him. But, that would have put them up in that two category, and unfortunately they lose him for a long stretch, and there's nothing that they can do in a seeding meeting to talk to coaches and say, hey, we've been banged up a little bit here. So, yeah, that is one of the downfalls for sure. I mean, there's a few things with the computer seeding that probably need to be tweaked a little bit, but that's one of the big ones for sure, is when you have a kid like that who's such a good player and a difference maker, you know, be out for a long period of time.
Well, Coach, what are some of the things that have to happen for your team to be playing for a regional championship on Saturday night?
Well, the offensive end, we got to keep playing with confidence. We got to keep moving the ball and looking for each other. We've been really, really good in the stretch, you know, scoring the ball and doing things the right way. Scoring, you know, maybe our numbers, you know, total points haven't been great because, like, the Monona Grove game was a low possession game, but our points per possession were really good, and that's what we're looking for. The consistency on the offensive end. And defensively, we've got to handle their size, not just handle them on the initial possession, but we've got to rebound it. And that's probably my biggest concern going in is us being able to defensive rebound against their size.
Coach Landrum, I appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday night against Slinger.
Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it.